play a little Friday morning. Fake news for you. Fake news, this is where we give you three news stories. Two of which, actually, factually, things that have happened on this planet. You may have even heard. The other, not so much. You tell us, of the three, which one is the fake news story. Again, normally, Heather Lee gives you these news stories, but I will be your roving reporter today. And here they are. All right, take a listen. Story number one.
Number one!
Well, tonight's Mega Millions lottery jackpot. Last count, $965 million on the line this evening. And now, people are turning to AI to pick and choose their numbers because a story of a woman recently winning the lottery after allowing ChatGPT to pick her numbers, she scored it. And that has set the trend. A couple of news outlets are saying AI cannot predict winning lottery numbers. In fact, ChatGPT offered insight, but reminded everyone it's still about luck. I think they were talking about winning the lottery, not getting an actual answer that's correct from AI. That is story number one. Number two.
Number two.
In a thrilling finale at the 2025 Household Skills Mini Olympics, held this past weekend in Las Vegas, the world watched in awe. 19-year-old newcomer Lila Penniesworth clinched gold in the highly anticipated sock folding sprint. Penniesworth stunned the audience, folding 15 pairs of socks in just 32 seconds. That wins the golden sock at last weekend held in Las Vegas 2025 Household Skills Mini Olympics. That's one of the stories. Okay.
Number three.
And then finally, number three. Let's go to Russia. Because why not? A guy in Russia is facing 2 years in prison for filing a false report claiming his car was stolen. And all for a very, very interesting marital reason. So this is over there in Russia. And evidently they have Toyota Corollas over in Russia. Well, his wife called the police after their Toyota Corolla was evidently stolen. And the police said, well, they found it abandoned. And they checked it out, forced entry, damaged ignition switch, somebody hot-wired it, basically. And things got weird when they started talking to the husband. Things didn't add up. And eventually he said, I staged the whole thing to get out of being drug along with her on a shopping trip. Now facing 2 years, possibly, in a Russian prison for filing a false report because he didn't want to go shopping with his wife. Okay, there you go. Got you first off. Good morning here. Who is this? Where are you?
This is Jamie Jenkins.
How are we, Jamie?
I'm just good in Garner.
Good in Garner. Hank hometown, and we love absolutely Go Longhorns.
Yes, sir.
And Domino's, too. We love Domino's in Garner.
Yeah.
What's going on in Garner today, buddy?
I'm actually off work today.
Hey!
I teach at Garner, and they're on a hybrid schedule. So
oh,
this week is a four-day week.
That's right. Well, you were doing good in Garner. Absolutely. You were first up here in Friday morning fake news on your day off. That's great. Don't use all that PTO, okay? I mean, we're announcing a date in a location for the wedding on Monday. So, but that'll be Monday at 7:47. Heather Lee will be back. You tell us, though, for this weekend's Monster Truck tickets, what is the fake news story?
I gotta go with number two.
Number two! Okay, number out there two. This past weekend in Vegas, the 2025 Household Skills Mini Olympics took place.
Oh, something.
15 pairs of socks in just 32 seconds. So, survey says, what is the fake news story?
Number two!
Congratulations! Yay. Yes! Jamie Jenkins!
Yes!
It was awesome. An event, though, that did take place over the weekend in Las Vegas, but it was the 35th annual Housekeeping Olympics.
There you go.
Yeah, this had events such as making a bed, vacuuming a rug as fast as possible. It took place at the Michelob Arena. 12,000 people in attendance. And it's all the Vegas casinos, their housekeeping staffs compete every year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's my one chance of becoming an Olympian, though. I can do some of that.
Yeah, I know one thing. I would have done number three.
Yeah.
Done anything to get up from going shopping with my wife.
That is true, yes. Okay. True story. Yeah, the guy in Russia tried to get out of the shop. See, even over there, we're not all... We're more alike than we are different, aren't we? And then finally, yeah, of course people are trying to use AI and ChatGPT to pick their lottery numbers for the Mega Millions tonight. Yeah, yeah. You going to play there?
Sometimes I forget about it.
Well, if you win in ChatGPT, pick the numbers, there's no doubt that it's got some sort of algorithm that's going to want at least half of that. So there you go. It knows. It knows. But you got all of this. Congratulations, Friday Morning Fake News. You're going to the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's awesome.